Good morning, my brothers, my sisters in the Lord. I welcome you all to what is the message by Father Anthony Uche. Today is Wednesday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time, Year E. The church celebrates the memorial feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. Our first reading is from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. Our gospel reading from Luke's gospel, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. What is the message? Today's memorial, my brothers, my sisters, reminds us that the rosary is our scriptural entry point into the mystery of the person, identity, and salvific actions and message of Jesus. In today's first reading, the apostles prayed continuously with Mary, our mother, and other women after the ascension of our Lord. Thus, as we pray the rosary through the intercessions of our mother Mary, who assisted the apostles in discovering the person of Jesus, we enter into the realm of the joyful, the sorrowful, the glorious, and messianic mission life of Jesus. In other words, the rosary reminds us, as Mary says in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 46 to 55, that the Almighty works marvels for us. Holy is His name. If He works marvels for us, if He works marvels for you and for me, then we must go to Him today. Go to Him as you pray. Go to Him as you study. Go to Him as you play. Ask Him to assist you. Ask Him to assist you in making sense of your life. Do not allow anxiety rule your life today. He has won the battles. He is victorious. He has won the battles for you. Let us go to Jesus today for guidance and never stop asking Him. He says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. And so, my brothers, my sisters, let us go to the Lord. Let us ask the Lord to help us, to direct us, to shoulder us, to shield us, to help us in all we do. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8b says, the prayer of the upright is pleasing to the Lord. Go to Him today. Pray and ask Him to help you in all your ways and in all that you do. Amen. May He bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.